2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 21. Day 5. Morning Nourishment. Colossians 1:26. The mystery which has been hidden from the ages and from the generations but now has been manifested to his saints. Ephesians 5:32. This mystery is great, but I speak with regard to Christ and the church. The believers have Christ, the mystery of God, dwelling in them, but worldly people do not realize that he is in the believers. To them, this is a mystery. Such a Christ as the mystery of God produces a mysterious body, the church. The mystery of Christ, the church, in other generations was not made known to the sons of men. John the Baptist received more revelation than the Old Testament prophets. He spoke concerning Christ being the Lamb of God who would take away the sin of the world, being the one who would baptize people in the Holy Spirit, and being the bridegroom who would have the bride. However, not even John had a clear vision concerning the church as the mystery of Christ. Hence, in the ages before the New Testament, the mystery of the church was hidden from men. It has been revealed to the apostles and believers only in the New Testament age. Today's reading. In Colossians 1:26, from the ages means from eternity, and from the generations means from the times. The mystery of the church was hidden from eternity past throughout the Old Testament times, but in the New Testament age it has been manifested to all the believers in Christ. This indicates that the saints today have the position and privilege to receive that which was not revealed to God's people in the Old Testament age. The last mystery is the mystery of the church. This mystery is in the universe and also in the Bible, especially in Revelation. This is the ultimate mystery. From Genesis 1 to Revelation 22, we go from God, heaven, and earth, and man to Jesus Christ, to the church, the golden lampstand, and finally to the holy city, New Jerusalem, the bride of the Lamb. The Old Testament begins from God, passes through heaven and earth, and reaches man, even the spirit of man. Finally, at the end of Revelation, when the city of New Jerusalem appears, it is a huge golden lampstand, which is a great city on a great mountain. This great city is the beloved bride of Christ. How glorious! Revelation 21:2 says, I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. When Christ returns, he will marry the church as his bride. The New Jerusalem is the ultimate manifestation of this bride, the final fulfillment of that which is typified by Eve in Genesis 2. The God who created all things came into the midst of men through his incarnation. This one who came was Jesus Christ. This Jesus Christ needed to be enlarged, and his enlargement is the church. The church shining brightly on the earth today is the golden lampstand. This golden lampstand has God as its substance, Christ as its form, and the Holy Spirit shining for its expression. In eternity, the ultimate manifestation of this church is the New Jerusalem, the beloved bride of Christ. Revelation 22:17 says, The Spirit and the Bride say, Come. The Spirit and the Bride, having become one, speak together as one. God and man will become an eternal couple. Therefore, the New Jerusalem is the ultimate expression of God's entering into man. This is the story of the universe, the ultimate manifestation of the universe. God obtains an eternal and full expression in the man whom he created. This is the ultimate mystery in the universe, the mystery of the church. This is the end of today's morning revival.